This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you guys have got to quit being so nasty. I mean, not my listeners, but some of you out there, nasty, mean, just mean. Where are you guys getting all this? Apparently, people have a lot of bad things to say about Nevadans. I don't know where that came from. I'm hearing bad things about Dean Heller. Of course, you know, I hear things about Trump. But I'm hearing this from people who are conservative. Okay, what's going on here? And I guess what happened is Donald Trump was in Las Vegas. Huge rally. I wasn't there. A huge rally. And people are pretty ticked off. This isn't the first time people have been ticked off at Nevada. Because I guess Senator Harry Reid, you know, was the Senate leader and majority leader. And, you know, he came from Nevada and a lot of people were upset with him. But, I mean, it's one thing to have one side mad at you, but then the other side's mad at you. And let me just put a couple things to rest here, okay? First of all, I come from Nevada, and Nevada's an awesome state. It is awesome. And we are home to so many Americans, people from Idaho, people from New York, people from Florida. And, yeah, we have a lot of homegrown Nevadans. But a city like Las Vegas, one of the largest cities that in the Southwest, that, to me, it has a culture of its own, but is actually considered a melting pot, and that you have people from all over. So, you know, when you kind of rip on Nevada, you kind of rip it on yourself. So, first of all, back that off. Number two, Dean Heller, good guy. I know him. I mean, I know there's been some issues because there was some debate on how he would vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. Then he voted to repeal and replace Obamacare. He's in a very tight race with Jackie Rosen. And you know, I know people are concerned that we could lose the seat. But let me tell you what's going on in Nevada. Nevada has a much better tax rate than, or, you know, tax, shall we say, system than our neighboring states, such as California. And so with no state income tax, even though there's a lot of business taxes and there's a lot of other ways that, you know, we end up paying, we're a lot more attractive to people who are tired of paying the California taxes. And so out here in Nevada, we are attracting a lot of Californians. Now, with that, many people believe that we are attracting very liberal Californians. I beg to differ. I think we're attracting a lot of Californians that are sick of the taxpaying system and being told that they're rich, and they're the ones that have to take on most of the load, where other people don't have to pay taxes, people who are capable of paying taxes. And so, you know, we had a home that we needed to sell and downsize during the depression. I know they're only calling it a recession, but in essence, it was a depression. It was some of the worst financial times I've ever seen. And thank God we had credit cards and banks were, you know, letting people stay in their homes. But I remember talking to people and they were saying, how is anybody in Nevada going to sell a home during this, you know, recession, depression? And I said, easy. It's going to be somebody in California sick of, you know, paying what they're paying. And so Nevada, even though we took a real big hit, California saved us because people were sick of spending you know, close to a million on their home when they could get something for $200,000-$300,000 in Las Vegas. And so we had a lot of people that decided to come to us. Nevada has been going blue, and there could be a variety of reasons for that. Usually the north seems to be a little bit more red than the south, but Nevada kind of is independent in a way. And so when Trump came out here, and it was, I mean, it was wall-to-wall people. I wasn't there at the rally. Usually with media, you have to get there hours earlier, and I had to work. And also last night, I know this kind of sounds bad, but I wanted to see the Jets-Browns game. I don't know. Did anybody see the game? Wow. See what happened with Mayfield? Oh, my gosh. Browns have one of these rookie quarterbacks that's kind of looking Dak Prescott-ish in terms of him being able to bring them out from behind and make a win for the Browns. So it was a pretty exciting football night. So I want to apologize that I've been, you know, I was watching football because I figured I could watch the Trump speech. And, you know, I know most of the guys. I recognize Jesus Marquez in the background. And so a lot of my buddies were there. It's good. We got coverage. I know what happened. Good stuff. But, you know, I'm seeing people get really, really nasty, just like what's going on with the whole Kavanaugh Ford controversy. And apparently they're getting death threats. We're going to be talking about that. The Kavanaugh accuser plus Kavanaugh has been getting death threats. And I see our country start to implode. When people start to bag on states because their senator didn't vote the way they wanted, or a senator didn't vote and align with the senator from their state, and I see people start to get this nasty, and boy, were people nasty online. I like, guys, come on, don't let them win. They are winning. Now, somebody would say, well, what do you mean, Dr. Dahlia, what's they? The whole political evil power ghosts, or whatever, trying to make us move one way or the other. And it may be real people within either party causing this whole momentum. But the last thing we need as Americans is to start imploding and be nasty and fighting over each other. But why? Because of a stupid vote? Yeah, I was a little, you know, concerned why Dean Heller didn't originally vote for it, but then he did. No big deal. We move on. We move on. I mean, we're not going to sit here and start to dehumanize ourselves and dehumanize others. And you know, start losing days off our heart because of stupid politics. When we come back, I'll tell you the latest of what's going on with Kavanaugh. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I believe that the whole country, whether you are right, left, independent, don't give a heart and dude about politics, is I think watching this Kavanaugh-Ford unfortunate circus that's going on right now with the Supreme Court, and I think they're watching it with bated breath. And this story is bigger than what even the media realizes. And it's not just about the Supreme Court. It's not just about somebody being assaulted. It's about, you know, can somebody be lying? Can somebody be telling the truth and accused of lying? Can somebody who did something decades ago get away with it? Can somebody who wasn't even in a location be accused of something and found guilty when they weren't even there? There, the results of what happens in the next few weeks with this case is going to be monumental. And that's why even people who aren't even into politics, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and listened to on this, is dying to find out what happens. And what I'm hoping for is that this be done right. And I'm not sure who are the powers that be that are supposed to be involved. And I do not think the Senate Judiciary Committee is the right group of people. This just sounds like this is going to be one cluster after another. Now, to quickly recap, okay, and again, this is paraphrasing, Christine Blasey Ford is a professor who states that about 36, I think it was 36 years ago, she was at a party, there was drinking, and she was taken to a room by allegedly Kavanaugh and his friend, and his friend watched while Kavanaugh jumped on her and groped her and put his hand over her mouth and tried to restrain her. The friend jumped on him at one point and then jumped off, and then they jumped on him again, and which is kind of interesting. When a friend jumps on his other friend, was he doing it to help him or was he doing it to play? Well, I'm not sure what the heck was going on, but they fall off the bed. She ends up being able to escape, she says, gets into a bathroom, locks herself. When the guys leave, she ends up being able to escape the house. And from what we understand, nothing was ever said on this or reported to the police or reported to authorities. She might have told a friend until in a marriage counseling session, it was brought up, I believe, back in 2012. Then, this summer, she sent a letter to Dianne Feinstein when Kavanaugh's name was brought up as a Supreme Court nominee. Dianne Feinstein apparently held on to the letter. It appeared during the letter that the accuser didn't want anyone to know. She wanted to talk privately about it. But then all of a sudden, all this gets released or leaked or brought to the media's attention days before Kavanaugh is supposed to be voted on. And so that brings us now to the cluster that we have. So we have a male who is allegedly having a pristine record this whole time, had been vetted by the FBI, had been go through the rigorous process to become a federal judge. Now this comes out. Could be true. Could not be. But boy, does it stink of politics. And so you hear people in the news and even on people's social media, I believe her. Well, I don't believe her. We have no idea. We really have absolutely no idea. Yes, it's suspicious. This is really suspicious. It stinks to high hell of, you know, political, chicanery or whatever the word is, in a way to slow down the nomination. And you slow down this nomination till after the midterms and the GOP loses a Senate seat, they won't confirm anybody until possibly the 2020 election. If they can't confirm anybody, then the 2020 election, if that gets taken over by a Democrat, they get to then nominate a Democrat or a liberal for the Supreme Court. So there are a lot of high stakes, and knowing that there's a lot of high stakes makes this situation very suspicious. On the flip side, however, if somebody was, assaulted and says, look, I can't be quiet anymore, I didn't want to relive it, but I have to say something, this is not right, that has happened. People have stayed quiet. So what Chuck Grassley did, who heads the Senate Judiciary Committee, he agreed, and he had offered Ms. Ford, or Dr. Ford, she's a professor, to be able to give her testimony and be interviewed, whether it was in private, whether it was public, whether they fly to California to be with her, or however she wants. And so we didn't hear for a while. And so there was a deadline of Friday for Dr. Ford to come forward if she wanted to testify. Now, her attorney, of course, was saying, okay, well, they're, you know, they're making this deadline, you know, too quick. They're bullying. Well, there's a lot at stake. Things were supposed to happen. And, you know, she was able to successfully slow that down. The vote was supposed to happen this week. So she was able to stop the vote. But, I mean, you know, if she's falsely accusing him, or if she doesn't have the facts correct, then, you know, she just disrupted a process that affected our Supreme Court. So, apparently the legal team did reach out and asked the Senate Judiciary Committee to agree to certain terms before she sits down for a potential interview over this accusation. And among the terms, only members of the committee, no lawyers, can question her. Kavanaugh cannot be in the room at any time. Kavanaugh should be questioned first before he has the opportunity to hear Ford's testimony. Now, I get that they want his side of the story too, and I get that, but then he does deserve a right to defend himself. But then this brings the whole topic of, wait a second, this isn't a court proceeding. This isn't, I mean, did anybody file charges? Did anybody, I mean, I understand this is a quote-unquote investigation, but it's acting like that there is now court proceedings when it's not really a court of law. I'm not a lawyer, but just something doesn't sound right with this. Ford's lawyers told the Senate Judiciary Committee that she was open to testify next week. She originally wanted the FBI to launch a new inquiry into her allegations. And again, it's on one end, if politics are at its finest, it's a huge stall routine. On the other end, she now has come forward. If she believes this happened, she wants to now save her name. She wants to now, she wants to protect her name. Go and look, have them look into it. Witnesses from 36 years ago that might have been drunk. I have no idea what party I went to a year ago. I mean, I think I went to a gala, a fundraising gala. But if I went to somebody's house, I don't remember that, let alone 36 years ago. So then what are we looking at in terms of accuracy? So some people say, all right, well, just pick somebody else. Other people are like, well, wait a second. Do they win? Is it that easy? You accuse somebody and then all of a sudden you're able to throw them out if they're a good candidate. So people are watching this. This is something that even if you don't care about politics, you are wondering how this is going to turn out. People want to know, did she lie or is she mistaken? And was she able to successfully prevent a nomination from happening? Or people want to know, did this happen? You know, and did somebody get through all these years having had a assault history? Everybody else is probably going, oh my gosh, please tell me I didn't touch somebody's boob or grope somebody or throw somebody on a bed when I was drunk. And, you know, because if you did, that is assault. Right? I mean, you know, what people got away with years ago, they can't get away with now. So we'll see what happens next week. I mean, this could be an absolute circus. But it has completely diluted the Me Too movement and people who, you know, have a claim that is valid. Because we have no idea what's going on here. 1-877-DELIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces another allegation of sexual misconduct by a woman from over 30 years ago, President Trump weighed in on the allegations at the United Nations.
People who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May will be among the more than 130 world leaders expected for the meetings at the UN General Assembly this week. May sat down with CBS This Morning and was asked about the United States and UK's relationship.
The point of the special relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States, in a sense, is that we can have those frank and open discussions.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is on his way to the White House, expecting to be fired today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how many of you guys like puppies? And how many of you like going to little, you know, shops, pet stores, and see the little puppies and play with the puppies? Well, unfortunately, in 18 states, there's been over 100 people who have gotten sick and 26 hospitalization because they think these little puppies are spreading infection. It's going to the CDC. They have tied contact with puppies at six pet store companies to an outbreak of human diarrhea infections from Campylobacter bacteria. The CDC's weekly report on morbidity and mortality published today says 118 people fell ill from January 2016 through February 2018 with 29 of them being pet store workers. 26 actually had to end up in the hospital from these cute little puppies. These cute little tiny puppies. I'm sorry, I love puppies. I'm sorry. I got a little puppy. Her name is Uzi. Oh, Uzi's so nice. And then, you know, she jumps up on the bed. Now she can jump on the bed because we had to set up a whole bunch of chairs and stuff near the bed so you can jump on. She jumps on and she comes up. She comes up to your nose. She goes, and then she goes, kissing. And then she gets all up in there and you're like, ah. But, you know, she eats the cat poop. She licks herself. I don't know what we're getting on our mouths. So, of those 118 people infected, 105 had reported being in contact with a little puppy dog at some point. The vast majority of those interactions occurring at pet stores. Now, the stores were not named in the CDC report. Petland apparently had been named previously, according to thenewser.com. That's when the outbreak was first reported. Oh, my gosh. I love Petland. It's just something where, if you're ever in a bad mood, go to a pet store. It just makes you feel good, see the little puppies. Anyway, so the spread of Campylobacter usually happens when people ingest bacteria-tinged food or beverages, such as raw or undercooked poultry, raw milk, or tainted water. That's according to a CDC researcher who tells Health Day. They say it's rare that it's associated with contact with pets. That is, you know, usually Campylobacter, we do get it from, you know, eating, you know, unfiltered and, you know, contaminated food and water, you know, but unless people are doing kissies. I don't know. So they say that these Campylobacter infections are unusual because they are resistant to antibiotics. The CDC report notes that that health and agriculture officials visited 20 pet stores in 4 states and found 95% of the puppy records indicated that they had antibiotics administered before they got to the store or while they were there. So if these animals were on antibiotics, we had gotten a puppy, and the puppy had the puppy had been on antibiotics, and so, you know, we were concerned that we were bringing a sick puppy home. But I was like, you know what, we'll still take care of him. You know, we loved Uzi, and you know, Uzi was really, really cute, and you know, she wanted her tummy rubbed, and I was like, you know what, it's okay. If she is, we'll just continue the antibiotics. But a lot of them are on antibiotics, and I wonder if maybe pet stores put these animals on antibiotics so they don't look like they're sneezing. See, if an animal sneezes, no one's going to buy that animal. But, and I'm not saying they would do that on purpose, but maybe in some stores that does happen. And so they're like, well, you know what, I had a sneeze, whatever. I don't want, you know, somebody thinking that the animal's sick, so why don't we just, you know, put them on antibiotics so they look well by the time. Hey, a lot of you guys have done that too. A lot of you have done that going, oh, my gosh, well, I got to be at a party, so why am I just taking an antibiotic now so I'm good? Well, that's a problem. So anyway, the CDC reports that officials visit 20 pet stores in 4 states, found 95% of the puppy workers have antibiotics, and some of the antibiotics the puppies took are the same ones which humans are resistant to. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, here's some more bad news for our pets. There are flea and tick medications for pets that they say are causing seizures and other neurological issues. So the FDA on Thursday warned some flea and tick medications can potentially cause neurological adverse events in dogs and cats. The warning applies to drugs in the isoxazoline class. Pet owners who are currently treating their furry friend with Bravecto, NexGard, or Simparica should be wary, because they say animals treated with these medications have experienced adverse events like muscle tremors, ataxia, and seizures. Whoa. There's also another product called Credelio that has recently received FDA approval. They say these products are approved for the treatment and prevention of flea infestations and the treatment and control of tick infestations. So the FDA is reviewing studies on this. I know there's sprays and tick collars and all sorts of stuff. And you're right, you don't want your animals bringing in the ticks. But unfortunately, some of these medicines can affect the animals. So, there's been a lot of animals type stuff in the news, especially when it comes to infection. And, you know, like one guy lost his leg. I think an animal was licking his wound and he lost his leg. And he goes, I still love animals, even though I almost died. And has your animal ever almost killed you? Have any of you guys, my answer to that is probably a resounding yes. I think all of us at one point or another have almost gotten killed by our pet. Oh, come on. No, let's be honest. Listen, they're not listening. Pets don't listen to my show. It's okay. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. Okay? One, when the dogs, right, or the cats decide to run outside, I'm running after them in the middle of the street, right? And I wear Corey's underwear. I wear my pajamas are Corey's underwear, right? So I'm in boxer briefs and stuff. So I'm not out in my underwear, but I'm out in his underwear. So I run out into the street at night, right, trying to get the dog. Or I go into other people's properties. I have had to go into other people's backyards to get the cat. What if they shot me? Anybody think about that? In the middle of the night, so we have a new cat. Her name is Spider. Spider's kind of old. And she's really mean. And she wants the world to revolve around her. Well, in the middle of the night, I have to get up to pee. I'm in the bathroom. I trip over her, almost smash my head against the bathtub. I can't tell you how dangerous our pets are. And you want to know what really gets me? This is what really gets me. When I almost lose my life at the hands of their paw, and I look at them, do I get any sympathy? No, your fault. Especially the cats. Like, you shouldn't have gotten up to go pee. This is where I sit. This is where my big tushy is, and you should have seen it. She's like completely black, and it's dark, right, in my room. How am I supposed to see her? Uzi at least is, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to put one of those like little bedazzling little things, you know, that like a strobe light. That's what I think I need to do. So I get absolutely no sympathy. And then I don't get any sympathy from my husband because he's like, why'd you adopt so many animals? And I'm like, well, because my kids are growing up and I'm going through a midlife crisis. I'm going to be probably going through an empty nest syndrome. That's why. Well, it's your fault. So, you know, I really don't know what to say. I really don't. But just, you know, keep in mind that even though we love them, they're not people. They're animals. They could bite you. They could, you know, pee on you. They could lick themselves and lick you. Not the safest. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So swimmers are warned after a diarrhea-causing parasite was confirmed in an Illinois public pool. Apparently, cryptosporidium keeps floating around in these public pools. Apparently, it had been found in an Illinois public pool called Tazewell County Public Pool. And it is a parasite that causes explosive, watery diarrhea. Apparently, several people are ill. Do not drink the water, please. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Tuning in 1-877-DALI 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, checked baggage costs are going to increase for some airlines. Apparently, U.S. flights are increasing their baggage costs for the first time in a while. Delta is the latest to announce their changes, then United Airlines and JetBlue. Flights traveling domestically between North America and Central America are to be affected by the new changes, which means flights are going to become even more expensive. I don't know why. It is $500, $600 for a flight that used to only be $200. And then on top of that, you got to pay for baggage each way. $25 to $30 for a checked bag for your first bag. At least Southwest. Okay, that allows you to bring luggage for free. But per bag, that's an extra $50 added to that flight. So if you spend $550, expect it to be up to $600. In August, JetBlue announced an increase for the first checked baggage from $25 to $30. A second bag that is checked in will now cost passengers $40, up from $35. Earlier this month, United Airlines announced they had increased their baggage costs alongside JetBlue. Delta also. Air Canada, WestJet increased their first checked baggage fee to $30. Second checked bag will be $50. Yeah, some people are like, well, wait, why don't I just have mom bring all the bags? No, it's cheaper for each one to bring a bag than dumping it all because the second and third are more higher. Other airlines like Spirit and Allegiant, they've already charged $30 for passengers to check in a bag. Airlines like American Airlines, not yet. Still cost $25 a bag. Southwest is the only airline in the U.S. to allow two free checked bags included in the ticket fare. So why rising fuel costs? They say fuel costs are up 33%. So JetBlue CEO Robin Hayes explained to Travel and Leisure that this means passing those costs onto low fare passengers. I think it's ridiculous. It is too expensive to travel now. EasyJet does allow passengers one free suitcase in the cabin, but bags to be checked. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk on how to, I don't know, not strike, but how to boycott planes and flights. And unfortunately, too many of us need to get across the country. You know, if you all said, Dahlia, join us, do not fly, right, for the next year. All right, let's try to increase demand. Or let's try to, you know, have them so full of supply that they'll knock their prices down. You're right, that would work. But, and, you know, trust me, you know, going, you know, across the country to see family, it's very easy for me to decline that and say, yeah, sorry, not going. But unfortunately, I have to work. And when I have to work and I have to go places for work, I can't. It's tricky stuff. But that is really what it takes. It's going to take us. And you know, to say, look, you know, we are going to boycott. And you know, I see it being done. I see a group of people getting some sort of media attention saying, guys, don't fly. We have got to bring down the prices. Here's my only issue with that, though. I don't want airlines to, in their panic, cheapen out on things that shouldn't be, chintzed on. So to get chintzy, if that's the word for not spending, you know, fruitfully on, I don't know where that word comes from, so I hope it's not something that we can't use anymore. But I want to make sure that they hire enough safety people, hire enough mechanics, you know, and for them to cut back, right, because they can't extend the cost to us. But don't these people make a lot of money? So I don't understand why things went up the way they did. But I know there's been some talk that it's going to take us, right, together on this one. All right, well, we'll see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So because we have so many kids smoking e-cigs, the FDA is now staging a massive education campaign aimed at nearly 10.7 million teens at risk for e-cig use and potential addiction. For the first time, the agency said they are going to take the message that vaping is dangerous into the high school bathrooms and social media feeds for those at-risk youth. So the FDA is going to try to hit these kids with social media and with bathroom posters. Now, you guys and I know that the high school bathroom is not the safest place to put any educational material. Okay? We know that. Unfortunately, though, there's not really a lot of places they could do that. So apparently this trend, this dangerous trend of epidemic of e-cig use, was flagged in a 2016 report from the U.S. Surgeon General, and it cited a 900% increase in e-cig use by high school students. We know that 2 million middle and high school students use e-cigs and are vaping with marijuana. So, you know, how do you get these kids to stop vaping? Stop doing something that's the biggest trend. Well, you either have to come up with a new trend, something more exciting, and there's really not a lot more exciting than getting a nicotine hit with flavored, you know, vapor. You either come up with something else or you have to scare the hell out of them. And some kids are being smart. Some kids are like, I don't want that stuff in our lungs. The problem is we just don't have enough data. We don't have the pictures of lungs or the lung damage that happens with vaping. And remember, kids think that's not going to happen to me. When you see a drunk driving ad, do you think that happens to you? No. You're like, well, I don't get drunk. So that's not going to happen to me. That's for the drunks. So when you see an ad, it can almost do the opposite, where you're like, no, but that's not me. You know, or I just take a drag of a cigarette. I'm not a heavy smoker, so I'm not going to be the one with the trach tube. No. Actually, that is you. So you almost have to, in order to make it hit home, use a familiar face. You know, that's why these stars, you know, are so sought after when they have a medical issue, or if they, you know, had like this overdose that happened with Demi Lovato. That hit home a lot. And with young kids, and, you know, I hope she makes it through, and, you know, thank God she didn't die. But that might be one of the most effective ways to get young kids to not think about narcotics if they do appeal to Demi Lovato. Seeing, well, wait a second, it happened to her. I mean, you know, we know she was open about her past drug use and stuff like that, but here you have somebody who is so talented, one of the most amazing voices out there. Such a talented person, almost died last month because she was messing with narcotics. And here's her friends on the, you know, on the 911 call, you know, being calm. But, do you trust her friends to know what to do? Her friends saved her life. I think somebody gave her Narcan. I mean, they saved her life. But do you have friends like that who could save your life? Demi Lovato was lucky. And so, you know, maybe people need a familiar face. Maybe it's going to take something bad happening to somebody who vaped, and nobody knows anything bad that happens to people that vape. Or, you know, you see somebody, you know, maybe a video of somebody going through withdrawal from that. You know, I mean, you'd have to probably hide, you know, their face for confidentiality, but somebody in school going through withdrawal in the nurse's office, sitting there shaking. I mean, maybe that'll hit home with some people. The problem is with the smart people, you must, when it comes to smart people, they're already going to be like, okay, you know what, that works. For the dumb people, no. So how do you get through to dumb people? Well, that's when you got to scare them. And I don't know how we could, when we don't have the data yet with vaping, do that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.